Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Hey, good morning, and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur. At your service. Today's episode 616, Bot Invasion. I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. I hope that you created some awesome memories. I hope you had a lot of food, but I hope you didn't gain any weight. If you have any questions today, just visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. We're going to be talking about three ways to maximize bots. But before we do, as always, I got two questions for you. One, did you do your homework? And of course, if you're tuning in right now live on Facebook or on YouTube, you're doing your homework. So congratulations. Give yourself a big round of applause. I'm happy you're here because that's why I exist, to serve you. Let's do one of the favorite parts of our shows, the morning mantra. So let's say it right now all together. Say, I state your full government name. Take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and promises given to me by God. Man, every time I say that, it just does something to my spirit and to my soul. Okay, time to pay the bills. Visit slowmoneyblues.com to check out all of our great sponsors. There's linky.com, bignetdomain.com, fastcashoutlet.com. And yes, I did say I was going to get us a crypto sponsor. The search is still on. But I promise you, before the year is out, I'm going to have it, and you're going to be able to go there, and I might just dedicate a whole page to nothing but crypto because I'm a crypto fanatic. Now, of course, I know everyone in my listening audience and watching audience loves winning. They love winning bonuses, taking challenges, and entering contests, and winning giveaways. And if that's you, go to slowmoneyblues.com/win, and I promise you, we'll hook you up. Hey, by the way, on November the 30th, that is the end of the contest, and we're going to start a new contest on December the 1st. So go ahead and hop right in, and I promise you, you'll win some great prizes. Today's poll question is this. Do you use bots? Yes or no? Super duper simple. If you want to participate in today's poll, go to slowmoneyblues.com/poll. Do you have a system in place that requires maximum time, energy, and effort? The key being maximized. If you answer yes, the cure are definitely bots. So what exactly are bots? Bots means build, optimize, time-saving systems. Let's get personal. Bots have been here for quite some time. Anytime we can set and forget any device or process without human interaction, well, that's a bot. Think of them like little helpers that need adult supervision. However, after program, just like children, they might need or they might decide they are in charge, or are they? Let's talk about three ways to maximize bots. Point number one, learn them. And you might be asking yourself, Doug, what do you mean learn them? Well, you heard about ChatGPT, you heard about OpenAI, you heard about Bard, you heard about Microsoft AI. You need to learn them. In fact, I challenge you right now to go and Google AI bots, and you will see literally every form that comes up, but the major players like Microsoft and Google and OpenAI, they're going to be the ones leading the charge. You heard this thing called ChatGPT. There was like iterations 1, 2, 3, and now they are on 4. In fact, you may even be using bots and don't even realize it. If you use Microsoft Word or any type of document where you're typing, creating a document, it helps you edit. Well, in the background, that's what we call artificial intelligence or bots. They're helping you write better. So learn them. It's so easy to do. Just simply Google or do a search for, you know, how can bots help me with my productivity? And I promise you, stuff will pop right up. And guess what? Or how can I learn about bots? Google that. And I promise you, you will learn then about them. And then you can go to point number two. You can learn how to leverage them. See, this is the deal about bots. Bots are really, it's programming. It's code, okay? But The real coders have made it super simple for the non-coders. The only thing we have to do is go inside our platform like OpenAI or ChatGPT or Bard. You can ask a question and it'll do something like, hey, how to make a phenomenal apple pie, how to make a bundt cake, or how to write my first ebook. It'll actually give you everything, because what the bot has done, or what the coders have done, is they have basically programmed code to scour the entire digital landscape of information. And what it's able to do is pull that information back to you in a very intelligent and cohesive and concise way. So you can say, oh, wow, I got the answer to that. Understand one thing. Although there are bots, right? The person that's programmed the bots, that would be the human beings. But bots can actually process much, much faster than our brains can. It's not that they have more capacity than we do. They just can simply go out and scour. You may have learned something when you were in college, or maybe when you were in high school. You're like, where did I put that at? Where did I file that at? Well, it's so simple when it comes to a bot, because the bot's just scouring computers, right? It's searching for information. It goes out there and gets it and brings it back to you. And voila, you have an answer. You can actually think of Google or Microsoft, or not necessarily Microsoft, but Microsoft Edge, when you search for stuff, as a bot. You punch something in, you get something out. So learn them, and then point number two, leverage them. And then this is the best part about bots. You want to loot them, which takes me right into the amazing world of crypto, because you know I am an absolute 100% crypto fanatic. I love crypto because bots literally help me print money every single day. I'm on a platform, and to this very day, probably today, I will be at 70% in like 21 days of my initial investment. So let's think about that for a minute. Let's just say I put $10,000 on this platform and I'm going to be at 70% today. That means in 21 days, I have literally printed myself $7,000 without having to do anything. And you know why that's possible? Because the bot is actually going out and it's scouring the crypto forex market, and it's taking advantage of the inefficiencies. And when that happens and a trade is performed, I make money. Voila! So what have we talked about today? We talked about three ways to maximize bots. Point number one, learn them. Point number two, leverage them. And point number three, loot them. So what are our major takeaways? Well, that's a great question. Bots build optimized time-saving systems, multiplies and maximizes time while minimizing effort. And what is next week's homework? It's so simple. Just tune into next week's episode. Until then, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. Have an amazing day and the rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.